Hallelujah.
Yes, yebazibwe nnyo abooluganda.
Praise Jesus much, friends.
Muliyo mutya mu linnya lya Mukama waffe Yesu.
How are you in our Lord Jesus Christ?
Nenda kusaba ombolize ku mugandawo.
I'm going to request you greet of your brethren.
Omuwubireko.
You wave at them.
Omutegeeze ateeketeeke omutima gwe.
You tell them prepare their heart.
Ategeke omuntu w'omunda.
To prepare their inner man.
Ategeke amagezi ge.
That they prepare their mind.
Ebitabo by'omwoyo omutukuvu.
The books of the Holy Spirit.
Mwagenda okuwandiika mu service ya leero.
Where he is going to write in their today's service.
Okutuukiriza bakolise ekyokubira esula ey'okusatu.
To fulfill 2 Corinthians chapter 3.
N'olisooka pakola omukaaga.
Verses 1 up to 6.
Yes, praise
Jesus much. And
he
prepare their book,
their pen,
even their Bible, that he can write in the spirit where their weakness. Because Bible says that the spirit bears our weakness. According to Romans chapter
8,
verse 26 to 27. So you can write in your book. And him, he writes in your mind, in your heart, even your inner man, that which you cannot do, it's what he's going to do. Now you do what you can, write in your book, and you have your Bible, that we all learn together with him. Praise Jesus much. And by name and voice, Apostle Ronald Hope Witness, together with Pastor Samuel Newman and our Bible reader teacher Jacob. We love you all in the name of our Lord Jesus, Son of the living God. And we move to honor God the Father, whom is in our midst, even his word, our Lord Jesus Christ, as he passed through his Holy Spirit, he sent to us to lead us as children of God. And him came with thousands of angels, those who are in our midst. We base in this ministry of the full knowledge of God. Always to move will come you to the new generation which has the full knowledge of God and his glory to reach you to life eternal. Even all the goodness of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. We want to appear even today. Move on with part 8, portion B. Of God's highest ways, which manifests marvelous works on the earth.
Ethics.
Or what we call ministry ethics.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we saw in part 8, portion A.
But
when we saw the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God, and the calling of God under the spirit of wisdom of God, the wisdom in the word of God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And we saw that in the world there are many kinds of voices, and there are many lords, those so-called gods. Who will never exist, that they will perish.
But
how can you differentiate out the voice of God? You must be able to know the speech of God. You prove that you were called by the one true God. He who created heavens and earth,
he
is together with his word, our Lord Jesus, and his Holy Spirit. According to those we had 1 Corinthians chapter 14, starting from verse 10 to 11, and he said like this, let's repeat that we hear. First Corinthians chapter 14 verse 10.
Mpozi waliwo mu nsi engeri ez'amaloboozi bwe ziti,
There are, it may be, so many kinds of voices in the world, and none of them is without meaning. Verse 11. Therefore, if I know not the meaning of the voice, I shall be unto him that speaks a foreigner, and he that speaks shall be a foreigner unto me.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the world there are many kinds of voicings, and none of those voices does not have meaning.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. But if you do not understand the meaning of the voice, you will be like a foreigner to the one who speaks with you. Even one speak with you is a foreigner unto you, and you do not understand each other. Now in the midst of many voices, those spoken by those so-called gods or the many lords, whom we know they would never exist in the heavens and earth, because they never created heaven and earth, but that only one God who created heavens and earth is the one who will be there. How can you differentiate?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because he told us 1 Corinthians chapter 8, starting from verse 5, and he told us that there are many lords. Let's repeat
1
Corinthians chapter
8,
verses 5, to enter the verse 6.
1 Corinthians
chapter
8,
verse
5.
For though there be those called gods, whether in heaven or in earth, as there be gods many and lords many. Verse
6. Omuva byonna naffe tuli ku bwoyo ne mukama waffe omu Yesu Kristo abeesawo byonna era tubeesawo ffe.
But to us there is but one God, the Father of whom are all things, and we in him, and one Lord Jesus Christ, by whom are all things, and we by him.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. And just as there are many gods and many lords in the world, unto us there is one God, that's the Father, even our Lord
Jesus Christ,
even their Holy Spirit. But those as they are like that, how can you differentiate out the voice that of the true God, just as we heard?
And
we say that many of us, we find that the one true God, God the Father, and God the Word, whom we know as the Son Jesus Christ, even God the Holy Spirit, the Spirit of the Lord,
and
these three agree in one because they came from one. And you find they are not ones who called those who made the different religions, those who have made beliefs in the midst of the world,
and
those who have put their different form of the false salvation, because they had a voice which called, but they do not know who is that, because they do not know the voice of God, and they do not know the speech of God. Now, how would they have understood? And how would they have differentiated between the many gods who are in the world, the fallen angels who appear as gods, right from Satan himself? Praise Jesus much. As he told us over in the John 10, verse 26-27, and he speaks saying like this. John chapter 10 verse 26.
Na yemwe temukiriza kubanga temuli ba mondiga zange ngabwe nasoko kubagamba.
But you believe not because you are not of my sheep, as I said unto you.
Verse
27.
Endiga zange ziwulira eddoboozi lyange nange nzitegeera.
My sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. The sheep of God, the children of God, they hear his voice, and he knows them.
But
it will be hard for you to hear the voice of God when you do not know the speech of God. Because he told us, the most problem we hinder us understand the speech of God. It comes because the word of God has no room in us. We are not filled within us the word of God. Because in it is where there is the only wisdom which can instruct us, separate us the voice of God.
It,
just as he told us in the John chapter 8, verse 43, and he says like this.
John chapter 8
verse
43. Okutegeera enjogera yange kubanga temuyinza kuwulira kigambo kyange.
Why do you not understand my speech, even because you cannot hear my words?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. One of what enables us to differentiate the voice of the living God from those who are called gods or the lords, the fallen angels, right from their master Satan, who decided to appear as God, because we do not understand the speech of God.
And
the same thing which hinders us understand the speech of God, the word of God, where there is wisdom which can direct and he separates for us,
he
does not have room in us. And many, they refuse to be preached to of the preaching of many verses, those who were not called by God. Because the more the word of God has room in you, the more you get scriptures, they bring wisdom, separating between voice of the living God and those so-called gods. See the voice of the true, the living God. God who created heavens and earth. And those so-called gods, or the lords, who are led by Satan and his demons, the fallen angels, are known as the aliens.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Because if you reject the wisdom in the world,
we
can be able to instruct you that separating, how can you begin to separate those voices? For he speaks in Jeremiah chapter
8,
verses 8 to 9. Mostly when you read verse
9.
Let's repeat the verse 9 we hear.
Yeremiya suri yomunana n'olunyiriri olw'omwenda.
Jeremiah chapter 8 verses 9.
Abagezigezi bakwatiddwa ensonyi, bakeŋŋentererwa, bawambiddwa. Laba, baganye ekigambo kya Mukama, era magezi ki agali mu bo?
The wise men are ashamed, they are dismayed and taken. Lo, they have rejected the word of the Lord, and what wisdom is in them?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Those who appear as the wise of the world, if they dare reject the word of God, there is no wisdom at all. And most they think we are abusing them,
or
that we despise those people of the world. But they did not yet understand this wisdom in the world, if they had understood it, he said they would not have crucified the Lord of heavens and earth.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. If they reject the wisdom in the word of God, it's very hard to separate out the voice of God according to those we heard in the Proverbs 8 verse
1,
that wisdom, it speaks out loud. Even understanding brings out its voice. And after we get wisdom in the world, we
knew
that we have to move ahead and we get understanding. As we join 2-4 and above commands, to understand that the voice commanding you, and it's of the living God, and join 2-4 and above verses, to understand that the issue spoken of, that is the voice of God, it's the speech of God, and we get from the New Testament, even the old, from the different books getting, making up the Bible, totally separate and understand that this is the voice of the one true God, and the Christ Jesus is saying, even their spirit
who leads
the children of God. But if it's not that, we cannot move on to differentiate those voices. And in the world, first of all, in those of the wizards, next to those of the salvation religions,
next
those in the religions,
next
those in the different beliefs in the midst of the world, even those of the false salvation, all those were begun in hearing voices not clear. And most of them heard the teachings of the demons right from the deceiving spirits, as we heard in the first theme of the chapter 4 and the verse 1. Timothy chapter 4 and the verse 1. First Timothy chapter 4 verse 1.
Nayomo ya yogera lwatu timunako ezoru vanyuma walibawa balivomo kokiriza ngabawulire enyo yejichamya nokuyigiriza kwa basetani.
Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Yes.
Banji abatadde amadini.
Many who have planted religion,
enzikiriza,
beliefs,
oburokozo bw'obulimba,
the false salvation,
ngabalekawo oburokozo bw'amazima,
as they leave the salvation of truth.
Ninga kiva mukulira myoyo
egikyamya. But it comes from here in the deceiving spirits. Right from Satan himself and the fallen angels who are known as the aliens, who appear as demons of the dead. Then those voices, they hear them, but there is the problem of differentiating them. And most of them, they think perhaps they were serving God, but God in coming out today, he says that they have been persecuting him as they pervert his people, because he has never spoken with them,
he
has never sent them as you heard. For example, it's the example of Apostle Paul. Apostle Paul, who was as Saul before, in the Acts, he meets with the Lord Jesus. But he thought perhaps he was serving the Lord Jesus. But our Lord answered him saying, why thou persecute me? He said, whom is you, my Lord? He thought perhaps, Lord, what? Now you see problem which is there. Let's read in the Acts we hear.
Ebikolwa by'abatume esuula ey'omwenda n'olunyiriri olusooka.
Acts chapter 9 and the verse 1.
Naye Sawulo bwe yali akyayogera ebigambo eby'okukanga n'eby'okutta abayigiriza ba Mukama waffe, n'agenda eri kabona asinga obukulu.
And Saul, yet breathing out threatenings and slaughter against the disciples of the Lord, went unto the high priest. Verse 2.
N'amusaba ebbaluwa ez'okugenda e Damasiko eri amakuŋŋaaniro, bw'alirabayo abantu ab'ekkubo obanga basajja oba bakazi abasibe abaleete Yerusalemi.
And desired of him letters to Damascus, to the synagogues, that if he found any of this way, whether they were men or women, he might bring them bound unto Jerusalem. Verse 3.
Awo bwe yalinga atambula ng'anaatera okutuuka e Damasiko, amangu ago omusana oguva mu ggulu ne gumwakira okumwetooloola.
And as he journeyed, he came near Damascus, and suddenly there shined round about him a light from heaven. Verse 4.
N'agwa wansi n'awulira eddoboozi nga limugamba nti, Sawulo, Sawulo, onjigganyiza ki?
And he fell down to the earth and heard a voice saying unto him, Saul, Saul, why do you persecute me? Verse 5.
N'agamba nti, ani gwe mukama wange? Ye n'agamba nti, nze Yesu gw'oyigganya gwe.
And he said, who are you, Lord? And the Lord said, I am Jesus whom you persecute. It is hard for you to kick against the goads. Yes. You know, he knew he was serving him. He found him and said, why you persecute me? And he said, whom are you, my Lord?
That
me, Jesus himself, you are persecuting. He thought perhaps he was persecuting the church. And he knew he's persecuting those people. Yet him is his God who has sent him for that work. Indeed, he had never known how God speaks. And he thought him everything he had, it was a voice. And he it is a voice as long as it comes from the sky, or it passes through a dream, or the vision, whether it speaks through the airspace. Or when it speaks through the people. He thought everything speaking like that. That voice which is the refining. The Lord has spoken.
But
that is one of the problems we found. And below he was called again by the rightful true God. Now many of you who are out there making contentions, others, they are the ones serving us, they are leading us. They are leading the salvation which is prevailing on now. But if you see the way it appears, we are not sure that the living God ever spoke with you. Did you understand his voice? He's speaking. And indeed he called you. If he called you and you heard his voice, you understand his speech, you wouldn't have left salvation to be ruined to that extent. You yourselves wouldn't have been ruined to reaching that level. Praise Jesus much. People of old, they used to say, I cannot hear the voice of the Lord God and I remain alive. Because the voice of God has to be very special. It brings life or death. But many of those deceivers that God spoke with them, all those have been recapping of what we covered. Now we've moved on to our eighth part, portion B. Right here we're going to be seeing this heading below.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. That in God's worldwide promised call, we must have the ability
okwawula wakati w'eddoboozi,
to discern between the voices,
okwogera,
the speaking,
n'okuyita kwa Katonda,
and the calling of God, from those of the devils. If it's not that,
in
these latter days it's going to be very hard. So the heading we are looking at, that in God's worldwide promised call, we must be able to discern between the voice, the speaking, and the calling of God, from the callings of the devils.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Because
you're
not going to accept confusion.
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. Because this calling is great, that God's worldwide promised call
has
called us to work with Him in His final work on this planet Earth.
And
intention to hinder the devil stand this world into Sodom and Gomorrah. And that work,
revival,
it's the revival and the restoration of all things
should
be known the way they were, the way they should be, the way they will be forever, in preparing for the coming back of the Lord Jesus. We have to be able to discern. Because
this
greatest and the last revival
it
has to pass through restoring the everlasting gospel of salvation. The gospel preached all creations in heavens and earth. And its intention is to fighting the material gain gospel of the world and the selling of miracles, which has caused the world being in the midst of many curses and the much destructions of falling in hell. We know that the everlasting gospel of salvation, it is the gospel of the kingdom of God and His righteousness in the kingdom of heaven, where there is to reveal all secrets of the kingdom of heaven. And now we have to be that we have ability
okumanya,
to know,
n'okwawula,
and to discern
eddoboozi lya Katonda,
the voice of God,
kwogera Katonda Kitaffe.
We speak of God the Father,
Katonda kigambo gwe tumanyi ng'omwana Yesu,
God the word we know as the Son Jesus,
n'omwoyo omutukufu,
and the Holy Spirit, even from the voices of creations, to separating them from the voices of the devils, Satan and his demons, the fallen angels who are known as the aliens,
who
appear gods in all nations, God the Lord. Yet it's not them who created heavens and earth, and they will never be there. Praise Jesus much. But as we read in the Proverbs chapter 1, verse 2-3, we pass through the spirit of wisdom that in the word of God to be instructed, the voice of God to speak, even the calling of God, separated from the calling of the devils. Them to the call they speak, they have many voices here. Let's read the Proverbs we hear. Proverbs chapter 1 verses 2.
Okumanyanga amagezi n'okuyigirizibwanga okwawulanga ebigambo eby'okutegeera.
To know wisdom and instruction, to perceive the words of understanding.
Verse
3.
Okukkiriza okuyigirizibwanga okukolanga ebyamagezi obutuukirivu n'okusalanga emisango n'okugobereranga ensonga.
To receive the instruction of wisdom, justice and judgment and equity.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
kwegamba instruction ezamagezi,
the instructions of wisdom,
okulagirwa okwamagezi,
the instruction of wisdom
agali mu kigambo kya Katonda,
in the word of God
gasobola okulagira ngagamba olaba.
So what can instruct you, say you see
eri eddoboozi,
that voice according to this and this verse,
siri ya Katonda,
it is not of God,
iru lya Satan,
that is of Satan,
lya mizimu
je, it is of his demons. And there we enter in
voices
which pass through spirit of wisdom and understanding, as we were first told according to Proverbs chapter
8
and the verse 1 saying this. Proverbs chapter
8
verse
1.
Does not wisdom cry and understanding put forth her voice? Yes.
Amagezi.
Wisdom.
Garitu dobozi. It eria Katonda.
Christ and breathed the voice of God.
Katonda chitafu.
Glory the Father.
Chigambo gotumanyingo omwana Yesu.
The word we know the Son Jesus.
No moyo mutukufu.
And the Holy Spirit.
Amagezi agari mu kigambo ne gatuwawulira.
And the wisdom in the word it separates for us.
Wakati wa maloboozi gaba Satan
between the voices of the devils.
Obakali meka.
With that there are how many?
Naini tulonda limu.
Yet we single out one voice.
Ili akatonda chitafu.
That of God the Father.
Omwana no moyo mutukufu.
The Son and the Holy Spirit.
Nanga basatu bakanya mu.
The three agree in one.
Kubanga bava mu.
Because they came from one.
Basobola kuogera nga bakubagana.
They cannot speak when they contradict each other. Each one glorifies the other. Let me tell you one secret. No matter how many voices will be in the world, we shall discern out the voice of the one true God.
No
matter how the devils will try and they speak all the voices in your ears, I prove you will remain with the voice of God the Father, and you separate it in the worldwide call we are heading on to in the year 2022,
basing
here in the nation of Uganda, to spread the whole world. Because in the world there are many voicings. If you don't hear from it, if you don't hear it here in Uganda, you'll hear it in Kenya. If you don't hear it in Africa,
in
Asia another will speak. If you don't speak in Asia, America, it will speak.
It
will not speak in Europe. It will speak in Austria. You must
be
able
to know
wherever we go, this is the one of God, the rest they are not.
Yes, we ever see.
Praise Jesus much.
And
that in wisdom is where you have to see this voice. The wisdom in the world.
And
even understanding brings its voice. You must have the spirit of understanding. Going to give you 2-4 and above verses. Right from the Old and New Testament.
All
the different books of the Bible.
Then
you join up to be able to break those who claim to be. All those voices, you break them up. And they send you thoughts, imaginations, you catch them, capture them.
Yes, we have seen.
Praise Jesus, man. Let's read Isaiah 28:13. Isaiah chapter
28:13. Bagende bagobugazi bamenyeke bategebwe.
But the word of the Lord was unto them precept upon precept, precept upon precept, line upon line, here a little and there a little, that they may go and fall backward and be broken and snared and taken. Yes. The word you waited in the spirit of understanding. Because when he speaks in Isaiah 28, verse 9 and 10, even verse 14, he first asks, whom shall you make to understand what is preached? And he said, now the word has come through four and above commands, even above. Through four and above verses, right from the Old and New Testament. All different books making up the Bible. Right now there, still when the voice comes and you open the Bible where it falls in the wisdom within the words, and it falls here in this verse, where are other verses? I want 2, 4 and above. You know, let me tell you, Satan is going to try hard to beat us with different imaginations. And he puts in different faults. And he wants to lift himself above the knowledge of God. But you have to capture them, put them down. I don't obey Satan. You await out the voice of God, you know it. The speech of God, he can't speak when he speaks one verse. There are 2, 4 and above. And there are things he cannot speak as God.
Yes,
praise Jesus much.
Amen.
You know, in the 2 Corinthians chapter 10, verses 5, he speaks like this.
2
Corinthians chapter 10, verse 5.
Ngatumenye mpaka na buli kintu ekigulumivu ekikulumbazibwa okulwana n'okumanya kwa Katonda.
Casting down arguments and every high thing that exalts itself against the knowledge of God, and bringing into captivity every thought to the obedience of Christ. Yes. There appears,
you're
going to first fight the first level. Discern the voice of God. You know it is this one in the thousands of voices. Now send imaginations. And you see you have reached the everlasting. And you say, now I go beyond the everlasting of everlasting. What is there? Don't you see God is deceiving you? Though you knew to reaching the everlasting. What is in the everlasting into the everlasting? And you tell him everlasting to the everlasting, it is what is there. They will fraud that all, and it's fighting the knowledge of God. And you know the voice of God, the speech of God, and the calling of God. And he called you, you are sure. And the devils will bring in their imaginations. But is it you who will stand all generations, so you're standing? You think you transgress? Husband transgress against, why you not also transgress him? Transgress and sins on your wife. To stand in righteousness to reaching now. And they know you know them, and they begin to throw in you imaginations, even the thoughts to lift themselves against the knowledge of God he has. And
they reach
a level they know, you know how God speaks. Now they come physically. Satan comes and says, you apostle, are you only one boy in the world?
You are
one boy in the world.
You are here
speaking of the mighty people who have given money
in
all the religions.
Where
are you going to keep your money? We know the Lord your God is going to give you. But don't you know those are our banks?
I
ask them that, and they are in which heaven and earth which you created.
Now,
you making noise on me, you are in Christ, is free to lay hold of you now. You walk within him. Just is forgiving you in this time, but not all days. And I can proclaim the day of your ending, because I am his prophet and he heals me.
Even
God fulfills the word of his prophets, and I strike that his head. But all that comes from what? You know, we have heard the worldwide call. We see God's highest ways, which have to manifest his marvelous works. What we've called ministry ethics. The ministry ethics.
Or
the ways through which we pass to serve God. Now this of hearing the voice is very major.
Preach
very well, and the devil sent their urims to you.
And
they knew that the Lord Jesus knew them.
And
they came to him, Luke 4 and Matthew 4. And they told him, I am Satan. I will not hide myself. But this world was given unto me.
If you
worship me too, I will give it to you. They will reach, they don't hide from you. But now what they want to use is to use imaginations. And it fights with the knowledge you have. And they send thoughts. The different thoughts. But all those we have to understand them. Because all their ways, the voices of Satan, is their speaking, even their calling. They put you on a high level of tension. They do not allow you to analyze and perceive.
And
if you buy yourself time of the word of God to perceive,
that
you get wisdom in the word of God to direct you whether it's
false.
And if connect many verses to separating them, do not delay. My people are getting destroyed. Me, I answer him, I say, me, I am a worker together with you if you are God. You have to work 99% per 100. Me, I work 1%. You
say
you can speak with your people in the dreams and visions.
According
Numbers 12 verse 6 downward. Why don't you first meet them, speak with them in the dream? The other, you are free to put a trumpet in the door of the heavens to the earth. And you do not rush me before I analyze and I perceive. For it's you told me, blessing in Jeremiah, chapter 23, verse
18,
I sit in the castle of your word. I perceive, mark them, understand them well.
Send the 22.
If I had sat in your castle, I would have proclaimed to your people your word.
But
I am analyzing you, pushing me to go.
Huh.
We can agile on that. But do not forget the calling in the Isaiah 19. The contender will have come. I have to contend with the Satan, and you two have to learn this.
He
should not call you calling himself God. God, even though he told us. Proverbs 8 verse 17. He loves those who love him and those who diligently seek him. They will see him.
But
when he showed us to seek him, he directed us in his book.
And
if he tells you in the mountains, you begin to argue with him. Because he accepted. He told us we analyze him.
Jeremiah
29. 10 to
12.
If you seek me and search me with all your hearts, why don't you want us to search and perceive what you say?
You
told me in the dream, let me read scriptures also. And you pour on me your spirit, O Lord, I understand your words. But upon which you hear the spirits I am hearing, they are deceiving. This is not God. They put you on tension. Me, I entered in the 7 years journey. Seven-year heavenly biblical journey.
And
me reserve of 2 years to analyze and perceive all. How it didn't rush me that his people are getting destroyed. You think was not able to holding them to wait that they don't get destroyed? Is he not the one who owns times and seasons? Now there are people that are going to rush on, but not us.
Others,
they are calling it pride. You be out there calling it pride. Because I've said they do not rush on us. I have not said you. I'm speaking of Satan and his demons. But if you are one of his offsprings, perhaps it's pained you, but let's read in Timothy, you see. First Timothy, chapter 4, from verse 1. Now the Spirit speaks expressly that in the latter times some shall depart from the faith, giving heed to deceitful spirits and doctrines of demons. Verse
2.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Yes. When you hear deceiving spirits and the teaching of the demons, you know they can claim to be connecting scriptures as they did with the Lord Jesus in Luke 4. But there they're rushing you. They have put a fire on you. You do it quick. People are getting destroyed. And there are those who are sent, as they say, of the children of men.
Lord,
God told me, if I don't speak it, he's going to beat me. You fat wait. Did you perceive it? I don't wait. What does not wait? When it is still waiting us that we get saved. What else does those wait?
Yes, yes.
Praise Jesus much. You finish there, we see. First Timothy chapter 4 verse
2.
Speaking lies in hypocrisy, having their conscience seared with a hot iron. Verse
3.
Forbidding to marry and commanding to abstain from foods which God has created to be received with thanksgiving of them who believe and know the truth. Yes. They have things they begin to abstain you from. They don't allow you to perceive them. You find they have made you cut off all your hair.
Kugambi wabirawe biragiro lagirawe bya
manguma ngo. Actually, there are quick commands they give there.
Baganya bafumbirwa ngabana aba sister.
They have refused people to marry like the sisters.
Nina muti bakitugiriza
ngo. But they have never analyzed that.
Okubera omu sister kirabo
oba bwa Uganda. Sister, is it a gift?
Kirabo kya kuitwa ku bwa Katonda?
Is it a gift of the calling of God?
Oba just mera sister eri
brother. I'm just a sister to a brother. You know, they are even brothers. You think we are what?
We
two are brothers as children of God. What most special between you and ours? Because we are led by the Spirit of God. We are elected, chosen by people who had voices of the devils. Now God who gives you a gift of a father. Where was it written that others were called to be fathers?
What
was said, he spoke, do not have any other father on the earth, because your father is one in heaven, and the father of your spirit. Now these are fathers to what? For still we have our physical fathers. Now I don't know whether they are of what. Maybe they are those who begot us in the gospel. Those who begot us in the gospel, they are not called fathers. But you see voices. Those who did those are ones who heard them. And they heard the speaking. And they heard the calling. They have not discerned whether it's of God or of Satan. You find them confirming that. But if you cannot discern, Satan does things and they are nearing even when they are almost the same. As if they have the wisdom and worship of God. You must have intelligence. That of the word of God. Because they can make for you something, and indeed, let's say our brethren in religions, I don't know what angers you. I've said those of religions. I have not said neither yours or the others. But if you hear what will be spoken, perhaps it's yours. You see the way they prepare themselves that they are going for worship. And they have closed their long garments very well. Yet they don't know what to worship God in the spirit and truth. They have those who instruct them. I don't know whether he has become the Holy Spirit to lead these ones. Because those who worship, praise, they worship in the spirit, and they get the one who conducts them like that, and he takes them aside. But if you look to it, you may think they look like the real worship of God. It needs you to have a discernment. Praise Jesus much. Because
this is Colossians
2:18-19, and it says like this. Colossians chapter 2, verse
18.
Let no man deceive you of your reward in the voluntary humility, worshipping of fallen angels, intruding into those things which he has not seen, vainly puffed up by his fleshly mind.
Verse 19.
Songa
teyekwase mutwe omuva omubiri gonna enyingo ne enyingo nebinyweza nga biguletera era nga bigugatta wamu nga gukula nokukuza kwa Katonda.
And not holding the head, from whom all the body by joints and ligaments, having nourishment, ministered and knit together, increases with the increase of God. Yes. You know, people always hold on things that I saw, I heard, and he has fallen angels appear gods and lords are led by Satan himself, and they humble themselves in the worship.
Yet
not held on the head and is built his thing,
but
not on the living God. And he always thinks God sent him. And some people who follow religions, the different beliefs in the world, those of the false salvation, and they leave the true salvation, which planted foundation on the word of God, they had many things. Do not be surprised as they sell apples and they sell rice. They say it is holy rice, and they sell handkerchiefs, and they pray for blessings after asking for money. They have things they speak with, and they think it is God. And when they come, they say, the Lord said, five men, so 100 million, they get the anointing of a life.
Hallelujah!
Hallelujah! And you hear indeed God says, and perhaps he speaks when he heard them. He must have heard them. Yes. And he heard it. But the different thing which is there, he didn't ask, inquire from the wisdom in the word, and the understanding coming from the word of God. And that when God gives anointing, or the spirit of Elijah, Elijah gave him how much? And in the Acts chapter 8, 22 downwards, when
someone
sought to buy the gift of God, or the spirit of God, was he not told to be destroyed with his money? Now Satan wore unto him.
He's
already in hell. He's yelling from there. Now Jezebel leading his works on the earth, and the fallen angels
who
are known as the aliens, who appear as demons of the dead, on this time alone, the thing has failed. It is failed on you. You surrender, give up. Salvation has to pass through in power. They are not going to degrade salvation as they have been doing, and they pass through their funny voices that God is
watching.
He commands foolish things like that, and he is the only wise God.
What
you want to say is forgotten his speech.
He
wants to contradict with the scriptures. You want to say that? That is brought a rhema word.
The
word express fallen. It's not even in the Bible. Yet it fights with those which are in the Bible. Those your ayahs which come down, do not bring them again here. You know, ayah, they are the ones which fell down. But the word of God never came down like that. It was brought by the Spirit. When he leads the prophets, without even angels,
he
did just come down like that, falling, falling, and the ayahs are coming.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In the Colossians chapter 2, verse 22 to 23, those things they do, they appear as if they are in the worship of God. Let us read, we hear. Colossians chapter 2, verse 22. Which all are to perish with the using after the commandment and doctrines of men. Verse
23.
Which things have indeed a show of wisdom in self-imposed worship and humility and neglecting of the body, not in any value to the indulgency of the flesh. Yes.
Have
an image of wisdom in the worship. When you reach there, the choir is ordered.
And
if you look the way they have clothed, you wonder. That choir is going to worship. Which God then? When you see the way they have clothed, you fear. Yet they have clothed. They have clothed white and red. Red skirts and the white skirt dresses. They will have white shirts. They have closed very well the men and the women.
The
Bible says women clothe as those who fear God. Are those not thighs exposed? Yet they say they are going to worship God. Yet God does not come out even speak of them. I wonder which God is that. And you too, he sent who leads that place. It is surprising, which God did you hear? Those of the choristers put off their nails, they have put on artificial nails. They cut off their lashes, they paint on others looking upwards. And the situation is not good.
In
those of that church, they are like those people in the world. Now the Lord in there, that is what he wants. Even rebuking is not there.
God
promised we travel to America. Hallelujah. Yet you have to express the fresh. You have fastings which don't end. Sufferings are out there. And they appear like that in the bad acts. Every time they are fasting to repent. That they move on, come on the pulpit of the Savior. That even the spirit they welcomed him is there. But that is not the spirit of God. The spirit of God convicts the world of sin, righteousness and judgment. That stubbornness you do in church claiming they are of God, the people of the living God. There is something you get to be surprised of. Now you, the minister here, God has told us there are those he lifts up to travel to America.
It's
not lifted any to go to heaven according to the conduct and the manners of people in the church. Take away that God who does not understand. Because we are on the Lord God who created the heavens and earth, the
destiny
only wise.
Destiny of
our destiny he wants within us is one, to reach in heaven. For he is our Father in heaven. And before you think to take us to nations to travel, he first proves that we reach in heaven. Every time God told me,
build a big temple,
a big house.
You have not yet built
me where his spirit sits. What else are you building? The Lord told you that.
That
is not the Lord God, we know the living God. Maybe they are the so-called gods. Gods
who
are counted already in the book of the dead. Then they are called the dead gods. Because they
await
the second death, the lake of fire, that they be burnt. They will not be there in the heavens and earth.
Yes, we
praise Jesus much. Whom did you hear that he called you? Is it the living God? You give us the proof. Look, even all the fruits, they prove that he has never called you.
Look,
you wish all the cars and the houses to yourself. After you tell us that our Father is in heavens, we are brethren with you. When we are in all total sorrows, after you make us pray a prayer, the grace of our Lord Jesus Christ and the love of God and the
worship
of the Holy Spirit, that they be with all of us and all the brethren. Yet grace only reaches you. You do not even send it to us here.
It
gives you many cars. Give also to others that the grace reach them.
These
people are not sure they have ever heard of the voice of the living God. When you reach to those in religions, they are all separated, divided. There are those who are near to God and those who are far. In those of the beliefs, look at those in the false salvation. Pastor, it's you alone who reach before God. We do not reach.
Yet,
said we all have access through one spirit to reaching the Father. Is it you close the door to reaching and access Him? How you rebuked in the Matthew 23, you shut doors to those who enter, yet you have never entered. Praise Jesus.
Okay, revival,
we have to know that. If you hear what we speak, it's not of your side. You know we are in revival. If you feel as if they're familiarizing you, you know that already you familiarized God yourself. Because now He rebukes you.
And
rebuke is not pleased that at its start. You will gradually enjoy. You sit down and listen.
Yes,
praise Jesus much. Now we've moved on to this. Discerning the voice of God and all the creations from the voices of the devils, those of the devils. You know, here I want us to handle the creations. You think? How can you discern any creation when it speaks with you? Right from the human beings and all other creations. Even gospel of creations, and it's reached everywhere.
But
expect how will you hear the voice of God in these creations?
You're
separated from the voice of the devils. How can you do that?
Yes,
praise Jesus much. In John chapter
3,
verse 34, every person or every creation of God, let's read there, you hear. John chapter 3 verse 34.
Katonda guyatuma ayogera bigambo bya Katonda For
he whom God has sent speaks the words of God. For God gives not the Spirit by measure unto him. Yes. The one God has sent
right
from all the creations. We say we are discerning the voice of God and of all the creations from the voices of the devils. But the one of God, and he has the voice of God. He has to speak the words of God. If it's beyond that, you have no voice of God in you, you tell us that God has sent you to who? If you can't speak his words, you two out there where you are, you can examine yourself. Examine yourself. You see whether you are of God or not. You have become already
that
you examine the things you speak. You speak in the words of God. The people who spend the whole day to the night, all day long they speak things of Satan.
And
through them, Satan passes his voice to corrupt people in the world and their creations, which separated themselves from God. That's why I say we discern the voice of God of all creations from those of the devils. Perhaps you have become already one of Satan. All day you speak vulgar from morning to evening. Then if something just falls from your hands, you release a heavy word. But brethren, this is not a joke. I told you we are in the real original revival. No matter which person, which creation, we're going to realize you, you are still a creation. God created, or you crossed sides to creations which follow Satan. Your speech will not contain the voice of God. The speech of God,
what
is in you is another. You need to get saved immediately. When you come to
Jesus
and give you power, become a child of God. As is spoken in John, chapter 1, verse 12,
that
all who believe the name of Jesus gave them power, become the children of God. Now there's something wrong. You can get down to see whether the voice of God still passes through you, whether God, you have the speech of God in your life. Then you prove you have the calling of God within you. Because the one of God speaks the words of God. Your language, though, speaks like a man, we are talking. We hear that. But that voice, indeed, it's of wisdom of the word of God. That correction is the voice of God. Friend, the way you speak, it explains who is speaking through you. And you come speak with me, I listen. I get to listen. I listen and I begin to check what you speak. This teacher Jacob, God is speaking through him or Lucifer? Because one day Peter came to the Lord Jesus. You
will
not die on the cross for us. He took me on side, you Lucifer.
Stand in the
Satan, go behind me. He heard him. He knew that this one, no, this voice which passed through him is not of God. Are we together? It's all creation speak. Revelation chapter 5. Angels, they speak. Even animals speak. Insects and the birds. Birds. How do you prove they are on the side of God?
It
must contain the voice of God in them. And they have the speech of God. Revelation chapter 5 verse 13.
Na buli kitonde ekiri mu ggulu ne ku nsi ne wansi w'ensi ne ku nnyanja n'ebirimu byonna n'embiwulira byonna nga byogera nti eryo yatudde ku ntebe n'eryo omwana gw'endiga omukisa gubenga n'ettendo n'ekitiibwa n'amaanyi n'emirembe n'emirembe.
And every creature which is in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and such as are in the sea, and all that are in them, had I saying, blessings and honor, glory and power be unto him that sits upon the throne, and unto the Lamb forever and ever. Yes. He had all creations. And they speak blessings and honor, glory and power. Be unto him who sits on the throne, even the Lamb.
It
means all creations. Out of them come the voice of God, the speech of God, as they glorify God. And those which never speak like that, they already crossed sides. They left the side of God and they went on the side of Satan. And they began to speak like Satan. You know Cain speaking how it was? Cain. He had the speaking of Lucifer. God asks him, where is your brother? He answered, told him, am I my brother's keeper? Can you answer God like that? You speak, it proves. It just answers your brothers as if you have Lucifer in yourself. Because maybe perhaps he wants to get a base within you. You too, as a creation, we are going to see you. You are on whose side? Now, this is very important.
Of course,
we've been sent in the world. We've been sent to the children of God, unto the people of God. And in the midst of the children of God and the people of God, they are also children of Satan. How we discern the one we've met? This one is the son of Lucifer. Praise Jesus. Because we are in the call, we already began. But what we want is the voice of God. Whether in which creation, but we want out the voice of God. We want the speech of God. Then we understand it's God who has sent you. Things have risen levels then. Let us read we here. Genesis chapter 4 and the verse 9.
Mukama n'agamba Kaini nti aluwa abiri mugandawo. Nayogera nti simanyi. Nze mukumi wa muganda wange.
And the Lord said unto Cain, where is Abel, your brother? And he said, I know not. Am I my brother's keeper? Have you heard that word? He said, I don't know. Am I my brother's keeper? But Satan was asked, where are you coming from? The answer told God, moving up and down on the earth. Have you seen my servant Job? Do you think he fears you in vain?
Yes, you must be.
Praise this much. Let's read Job chapter 1 verse 6. Job chapter 1 verse 6.
Olunaku lwalirumu abana ba Katonda ne bajja okukiika mu maaso ga Mukama. Ne Setani naye najjira mu bo.
Now there was a day when the sons of God came to present themselves before the Lord, and Satan came also among them. Verse 7.
Mukama nagamba Setani nti ovawa. Awo Setani naddamu Mukama nayogera nti mvakuddingana mu nsi n'okutambulatambula omwo eruyi n'eruyi.
And the Lord said unto Satan, from where come you? Then Satan answered the Lord, said, from going to and fro onto the earth, and from walking up and down onto it. Verse 8.
Mukama nagamba Setani nti olowoozezza ku muddu wange Yobu, kubanga tewali amufaanana mu nsi, omusajja yatuukirira era ow'amazima.
And the Lord said unto Satan, have you considered my servant Job, that there is none like him in the earth, a blameless and an upright man, one that fears God and turns away from evil? Verse
9. Yobu atira bwerere Katonda.
Then Satan answered the Lord and said, does Job fear God for nothing? You fear that perverse mouth? It's what we saw in the creations, right from children of men. We can remain hearing the voice of God, the speaking of God, the calling of God. And we separate it from that of Satan. There is nothing you're going to deceive us. Because when we read in Genesis chapter 4, verses 8, Cain, Satan had already entered in him. God asks him, where is your brother? Am I my brother's keeper? Just as you've heard in Job, chapter 1 verse 6, up to 9. The children of God have gathered. Satan too has come. God asks him, where are you coming from? It means he did not send him there. First of all, he didn't call you. For the one he calls is the one he's going to send. Now, if he asks you where you're coming from,
it
means he didn't send you. First of all, he has not called you.
Huh.
And he answered him what he felt in himself. I'm from moving up and down the earth. I sent myself. I called myself and I sent myself. He said, have you seen my servant Job? He who is blameless. You know, in the schemes, Job fears God for nothing. He is speaking that to God. He fears you for nothing. You can still straight. See people and indeed you're getting corrupted. You've begun to be filled within yourself the voice of Satan. And you have the speech of Satan in you. You've begun to get the calling of Satan. You know God. He said in the Proverbs 8 verse 14, the fear of God is to hate evil. Pride, a perverse mouth, and arrogance, he hates them. Praise Jesus. And the fear of God is to let many come out of evil. Indeed, the voice from you from at night, it is of who? And that speech is of who? It is walked in the calling of who? You have moved in the calling of who? Yes. In the few minutes, you will get to realize that.
wange tubanga weri mbikanto limu kuitwa kwa mukama.
Let you not claim you are in the calling of God.
Yet the voice no kuogera.
Yet the voice and the speech from you.
Ninyo nyoro kuitwa muota ambuli.
It explains the calling you have moved by.
Yes, you have us with you.
Praise Jesus much.
Tulifena.
Are we together? Don't get angered. Time of ignorance, God never considered it. But he commanded all people to repent. That is Acts 17 verse
30.
If you had turned to another creation, a corrupted creation, but not a new creation. Now become a new creation. Come back to God and order the voice which comes from you. Bring back the speech of God in you.
That
of the Holy Scriptures, that field of life. And you enter the calling of God.
And
still release the voice of Satan, the speaking of Satan. You seek for the calling of Satan. I see you.
For
right from the beginning is the murderer.
Do
you want to fulfill the calling of Satan?
Yes, you must
praise with Jesus much. That is how he speaks in John chapter 8, verse 44, as he says this. Let's start from verse 43.
Yokani suli yomunana, nolu nyiriri olwana musatu.
John chapter 8, from verse 43.
Kichechi marumido kutegere njogera yangi.
Why do you not understand my speech? Even because you cannot hear my words. Verse
44.
You are of your father the devil, and the lusts of your father you will do. He was a murderer from the beginning, and abode not in the truth, because there is no truth in him. When he speaks a lie, he speaks of his own, for he is a liar and the father of it. Yes. You gradually enter the calling of Satan. The one of God speaks the words of God. All his life,
he
proves indeed, even though he is chatting with someone, even though he is speaking at home, every place he examines to see whether what is spoken, they don't pervert the hearers, but they restore them back to God. Are we together?
Know
there people always speaking words which pervert others. And indeed, you already entered the calling of Satan when you do not know. Let us read, we hear. Second Timothy chapter 2 verse 14.
Ebyo bibajukizanga ngoba kutirira mu maso ga mukama waffe. Obutalwananga na bigambe bitagasa ebichamya abawulira.
Of these things put them in remembrance, charging them before the Lord that they strive not about words to no profit, but to the ruin of the hearers. Yes. You know you are there with your words, and they ruin whoever hears them. But those words, if they are ruining someone, you know the journey of becoming a son of Lucifer, you began on it. Indeed, out of you have become to come out his voice. You've begun to his speech.
His
speech from all the ruins, the hearers. Remember the things he answered in Job chapter 1 verse 6 up to verse
9.
Spoke them in the midst God has called the congregation.
n'akyamya kimu kyakusatu ku
bamalayikaebigambo byamalalaaid
abaali bawulira abo bamalayika abayabayaba mu
kutegeeraokwogera
kwabo
abaagweokuli
Jezebeli ne
banne
ne bagamba ekitegeeza Katonda basobola omuddamu bwe batyo kitegeeza Katonda tusobola n'omuddamu
abaali
bawulira tebakyama
bukyamu
yesu yebazibwe
era
munange mukama bw'anaakutuma okuva mu nsi
zonna nga
bwe tukimanyi nti atuyise kukola
nayeyasooka
tukutuuze
tukuekizamini
yogeramu naffe
tuwulire
okyabiyita omuzannyo bakugamba eno full knowledge of God international ministry.
This full knowledge of God international ministries.
Ujja kitegeera.
You will understand it.
Pola pola.
Gradually, slowly.
Urozo gena itawa.
You think where are you going to pass?
Now is tonde tugena kutuza tusoke tukakasobanga.
To the creation we shall see you first prove that.
Kubanga mukama yizo tutumira wane juba.
Because God can send a dove for us here.
Ngaliogera.
And it speaks.
Ubindogoyi.
Oh, a donkey. Or a horse. Yet what is it speaking? And we see the hen has spoken. The voice of God, we tremble and we kneel down just because a voice. I do not tremble that. Speak, I listen. Hen.
And what
the voice of God, let me hear.
Is
that the speech of God?
I won't
receive anything speak. Not.
But Thessalonians
allows me. We don't reject any spirit which speaks. But we test the spirits. Now, all creations, they have spirits in them.
We
don't reject any spirit which speaks. But we are going to test them. The voice coming from you is of who? The speaking is of who? You know, most people say that.
Also,
when you go give him counseling, he does not take heed to it.
You've
given it to me in whose voice? What is called an apostle? You're sent in the whole world.
He's
not an apostle of your village.
He's
not an apostle sent of to one person.
God
has to prepare you with a high level of intelligence. You too know Uganda, you're sent to the whole world. You too come from different nations. You're sent to all nations. You're an apostle of all the world. Expect you have to be prepared to which extent? I cannot refuse what you speak. But what I seek is one. The voice of the Lord God, where is it? The speaking you have spoken is yours.
Is it
of God or? Are we still together?
I
refused you. I don't refuse anyone. You think if I fall today, what next? You think if God did not put in place intelligence,
you think
the worldwide call, we would have handled it even a little? You need intelligence. I was taught the ways of God in an amazing way. It is not put on my forehead. But he put us light in these vessels of clay. He is the one who did that. When I speak like that, the much power comes from him and not from me.
Yes,
praise Jesus. But the truth where we are going, there are many things there. One man sank. Where we are is high levels. Even things which attack us, they are big. What he sang was true. Because enough intelligence we know us today. Friends, we've held the worldwide call. But we pass in the midst of the world where there are many things. When it reaches the voice we need, that of God, it is in the midst of thousands of voicings. You think we need to be how? Praise Jesus much. How should we be? Every creation, whether a creation was made by a human being, you play an instrument, I tell you that one, take it out from the song It's of Lucifer. Though we put on drums, the drums, and we are dancing fucking Jesus, and behind, what? These are calabash in the shrines.
The boys. Aboruganda.
Brethren. That is what they call the worldwide call. Must be at a high level of intelligence on all things. When God says that the godly person ceases to be in the world, there are some of what he speaks of. Let's read there here. Micah chapter 7 from verse 1.
Zinsanze. Kubanga mfanana ngalwe bamala okulonda emmere yonna ennungi ngeza bibu ezerebwa mu lusuku tewakyali kirimba ekyokulya emmeme yange yeegomba ettiini esooka okwengera.
Woe is me, for I am when they have gathered the summer fruits, as the grape gleaning of the vintage. There is no cluster to eat. My soul desired the first ripe fruits. Verse
2.
The godly man has perished out of the earth, and there is none upright among men. They all lie in wait for blood. They haunt every man, his brother, with a net. Yes. The godly person perished from the earth, and he cannot single out for his brethren the voice of God from the thousands of voices.
And
each one brings a voice which kills the brother, right from those they call the so-called gods or the lords. But godliness which goes at a high level of intelligence, it can analyze the voice of God. Every creation under heavens and earth, even the musical instruments, because them to speak. And Bible says, if they have not separated the voice, how do you begin to realize what they have sounded, how it sounds? But some of those you have to analyze.
When
someone they sing a song, they say, Jesus, your name, even your word, they are so extreme, above all.
Yes, we didn't hear
Jesus, your one name. That is true. Even his your word. Jesus is the same word. He closed flesh appeared to us. Jesus, your name and your word. No. There's darkness in the speech here. And he has sung a song. And it seemeth like of a worship. When
we
go, those who chased them in the Job chapter 38, verses 1 to 2, is one of those they say, who is this who brings darkness in
castle
with words without knowledge? Everything you have to analyze, perceive it. We want out the voice of God. Read me 1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse 12 downwards.
1
Corinthians chapter 14 from verse 12.
Bwe mutyo nammwe, kubanga mwegomba ebirabo eby'omwoyo, mwagalenga okweyongera olw'okuzimba ekkanisa.
Even so, you since you are zealous of spiritual gifts, seek that you may excel to the edifying of the church. Verse 13.
Kale ayogera olulimi asabenga ategeezenga.
Therefore let him that speaketh in a tongue. Let him that speaks in an unknown tongue pray that he may interpret. Verse
14.
For if I pray in an unknown tongue, my spirit prays, but my understanding is unfruitful. Verse
15.
What is it then? I will pray with the spirit and I will pray with the understanding also. I will sing with the spirit and sing with the understanding also. Praise Jesus much. Even the one who sings, he has to put in their understanding with the musical instruments. And he understands. Those instruments, they please God. You find in the church they're on music instruments.
Know
with God and their jamming disco up and down. Just playing it. How do you say now?
Endongo ya Lucifer.
The disco of Lucifer. It came in the church. That's why they call praise. They vetted musical instruments like of David, yet they are not.
So
let's go back to verse
7.
1 Corinthians chapter 14, verse
7.
And even the things without life, which give sound, whether flute or harp, except they give a distinction in sound, how shall it be known what is played? Yes. All instruments, we have to listen to them. That voice it speaks is of who? That song, how it's in the speech which is not true. That speak is not of God. You find someone saying, the generation today is of Jesus. I praise the Lord. Worship, praise. Generation today is of Jesus. The olden generations were of Satan.
Now that to come next
will be of who?
Is
God of all generations. You see how
that
generation today is of Jesus.
It
is God who was, who is, who is going to be. I had you already, and I know who is making you to sing. He familiarizes.
Lucifer
himself familiarizing God. That we've given him this generation. Yet, that of all this of who and that next. But you tap your ear. That's what he always tells us. In Revelations 2 verse
7.
Read me, we hear. Revelations chapter
2
verse
7.
He that has an ear, let him hear what the Spirit says unto the churches. To him that overcome will I give to eat of the tree of life, which is in the midst of the paradise of God. Yes. If you have an ear, hear what the Spirit says to the church. We need an ear which is on high level of intelligence. Are we together, Apostle Bob? Yes. And it is diligent. As in Deuteronomy 28, to diligently hearken to the voice of the Lord.
For
in the world there are many voicings and many lords, but
we
need out the one true God, the Lord God. That is the voice one will be diligently hearkening to. Let us read, we hear. Deuteronomy chapter
28
verse
1. Okwata ebiragiro bye byonna byenkulagira leero okubikolanga Mukama Katondawo anakugulumiza ng'okusinga amawanga gonna agali ku nsi.
And it shall come to pass, if you shall hearken diligently unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe and to do all his commandments which I command you this day, that the Lord your God will set you on high above all nations of the earth. Yes. We need to be diligent in hearkening to the voice of the Lord your God. Even in all creations, even those made by people like musical instruments, to separate it from the voice of Satan and they speak.
No, kujita kwa Satan gwe.
Even the calling of Satan. Many people entered the callings of Satan and they didn't know. And Satan, what he first took from them, diligent to hearken to the voice of the Lord God, to have an intelligence to distant that voice, and he drew curses their way, and he drew evils upon them. He made them speak shameful things in the name of the Lord.
And
they get shamed, but they are shamed. We standing in the Lord.
You
cannot even attach yourself on them because they can begin to affect you. There is one you seek.
To
draw close to ministers of God in the world. But what they speak cannot allow you to get close to them. Voices coming from there. The speech.
Mm-mm.
No. And the call ends up pointing another side they are moving by.
Let's
read Deuteronomy 28 verse 14. Deuteronomy chapter
28 verse 14. Okugenda mukono gwa ddyo ne wakubadde ogwa kono okugoberera bakatonda abalala okubaweereza.
And you shall not go aside from any of the words which I command you this day, to the right hand or to the left, to go after gods to serve them. There are those who stray off and you follow to serve in the opposite way. You serve other gods. Yet what is killing is one, the voice. Many people have that zeal. A zeal to serve God.
They
separate themselves to climb mountains. Others go in the valleys. Others go on the flat lands, deserts. And they find things you speak into them there, what they do to them. Others go to the swamps. And they dip themselves into those swamps. Lord, I want to hear you. He does not know his voice. He doesn't know his speech. As he's there. My son, I send you today. Your call is great. You build me a house, a church, in the glass church, and it's on an acre of land.
He runs.
When he has a voice, he runs with it. The Lord have been seeking his ear. And when they come to give testimony, deep in the swamp has sunk myself in it. And the Lord told me like this. Now you men and women who listen, and you too say, let's also go in swampy areas. I was on a mountain on a rock. And the voice came from the rock, told me, my hand is with you. And which form of hands? I want to ask you which finger on which hand. I was on the mountain. And the Lord told me like this. Friends, the Lord told me, I kiss the toes of the prophet to tap his anointing. The Lord told me it with a mad person. I get the anointing. The prophets and apostles, the foundation we move by. Who of them kissed such things? Or who hates with a mad person to get anointing. There are things, my friends, that they don't appear like the voice of God.
May
there no speech of God. Not the calling of the Lord God, the living God. Another say he was in his room. That they threw him upon the roof top. And they took out all his tooth, they restored to him another set of tooth. That God first beat him thorough. Read me verse 15, we finish here.
Deuteronomy
chapter
28,
verse
15.
But it shall come to pass, if you will not hearken unto the voice of the Lord your God, to observe to do all his commandments and his statutes, which I command you this day, that all these curses shall come upon you and take you. Satan didn't waste time to cause us be cursed. He took away hearing of the voice of God.
For
in Deuteronomy 28:14,
he said,
we live to hear the voice of God, we go follow other gods. But
when problem comes,
not be diligent to hear the voice of the Lord God, but the voice of the Lord God, because he's the only wise God, it speaks within wisdom in the word, and it speaks in understanding, joining different verses. God though he speaks and does not give you a verse, you come back, you check it yourself. There is no dream, neither a vision, not a trance, neither Urim, not a Thummim, neither if
Azotah,
which can bring out the voice of God when it does not connect with the Bible. Any voice coming from all those mediums Must be proven by 2, 4 and above verses in the Holy Scriptures. That's why you dream a dream, you speak it to me there. And I tell you that one cast it off in the
rubbish.
I hear the voice and the speech in it. And I know the one who has sent you, even the calling you are in. If Satan wants to put you in his call, and you become enemy of all righteousness, you become enemy of all righteousness, and we save you there. We
say
first stop dreams 2 to 3 months because they are too much on you. Satan wants to enter in you his voice. He is filling within you his speak. He wants to put you in his calling. And many times he leaves you to even enter church very well. And you even get the holy calling of God.
And he said,
that one is an apostle, I want to turn him into a false apostle.
A
prophet, I want to turn him into a false prophet.
But
when you look to Acts chapter 13, this man Elmas, let's read from verse 6 we hear. Acts chapter 13 verse
6. Nebala omuntu omulogo nabbi w'obulimba Omuyudaya erinnya lye Balisa.
And when they had gone through the isles unto Paphos, they found a certain magician, a false prophet, a Jew, whose name was Bar Jesus. Verse
7.
Who was with the deputy of the country, Sergius Paulus, a prudent man who called for Barnabas and Saul and desired to hear the word of God.
Verse 8.
But Elmas the magician, for so is his name translated, withstood them, seeking to turn away the deputy from the faith.
Verse 9.
Then Saul, who also is called Paul, filled with the Holy Spirit, set his eyes on him.
Verse 10.
And said, O full of all deceit and all mischief, you child of the devil, you enemy of all righteousness, will you not cease to pervert the right ways of the Lord? Yes.
Nabi omurogo.
A prophet, yet a sorcerer.
Nabi
omurimba. A false prophet. And you see Satan gets people whom God gave very well the calling and the gifts. He messes them up.
Kankubulire.
Let me tell you, a false apostle
is
spoken of most second Corinthians chapter 11. Downwards. He does not start when he's a false apostle.
Note.
He perverts from hearing God's voice to another voice.
A false prophet.
He first appeared a true prophet. Now his lies begin when? When he hears a false voice. The chief liar, Satan.
Imposter.
What they call a false pastor.
It
does not begin when is a false pastor.
Indeed,
God from the beginning must have called him, but he has not yet had that voice to discerning it. It's what perverts him becomes a false pastor. Even the false evangelists, they never began when they are false. Because not all become false prophets. And true. Not all become prophets. And not all apostles. But those who
were
true apostles, those who were called, they perverted. It came from hearing other voicings, which is not the voice of God. False teachers.
That
the word they cease from teaching the word.
And
begins to twist, subtracting, adding in it. False workers of miracles.
They
are not first to be false workers of miracles. But they had a true calling. But they joined on them demons making money. And they listened to them. And they told them those to be healed, they should line up with millions of money. And they began to fight all righteousness slowly by slowly. And it's no big problem we have. Like our brethren of the religions, of the beliefs, even of the false salvation. Because people who are there, they think they are leaders, perhaps they had the voice of God. But the time has come God to seek for his own sheep, his children, and to understand what is preached. It's going to become a terror. Praise Jesus much. So this day I want us to end here. We are going to come back with this, the next part, discerning the holy gifts, those of God, discerning the holy callings of God, which is in the spiritual and the natural gifts, discerning them from the calling, those of the devils. The truth is like this. There is no calling without a gift. Because within the calling is where there is a gift, and in the gift is where there is a calling. But every calling of God, it is prepared in wisdom and in understanding. And to appear equipped for every good work. But you go find people, you ask him now. You tell him, me, you have a call. What is your gift? He says he's a brother.
You
ask another, you have a gift, I hear you're an apostle. But what is your calling?
Deliverance.
Now the one who was sent with the gift of healing, what will he do? You are an apostle of deliverance. Now the one with the gift of healing, he will not do deliverance that he leaves it to you to do it. There is confusion there. And you the devils, they, on their side they are no gifts. They usually not gifts. There are no gifts there. That's why in the shrines there are no gifts. What it does, it robs those of God.
And
upon which you understand, it's robbed those of God. Go in those of religions. All gifts, he killed them there. Whoever is there is a member. This is truth. If you get angered, it's up to you. Look to those in religions.
Gifts,
even in the Bible, they're not there. Example, the gift of a pope.
Reverend. Very few
are there like bishop, deacon. When you reach in the beliefs, people there,
that
they are called of God, yet they do not have gifts. And they're not equipped.
For
God calls us the foolish of the world, but gives us wisdom.
And
that is the scriptures.
Said
from your childhood these scriptures which could make you wise to reaching salvation.
But
look in the church of the false salvation and you find one apostle there, only one
junior assistant
and assistant pastor and a junior pastor.
What's the junior pastor?
Junior pastor, it's where in the Bible? At times there's a prophet there. Others are seated down there like in the shrines. They don't know they were called on what? When he wants on that issue, he says, concerning spiritual gifts, I do not want you to be ignorant of them.
For
before you served idols, you never knew them. And you never knew your calling. But may God bless you. We shall start there. Thank you for coming. Thank you for listening. Thank you for putting in action. Believing and putting in action.
Even
to spread to the four corners of the earth. Because the call is worldwide.
Even
our Lord Jesus is on the swift cloud. About to come back for his holy ones.
Amen.
Amen.